Well, we're here for our weekly
visit with Maine women's head hockey coach Molly Engstrom. You've got a big challenge this weekend. You're going down to what are six very important Hockey East points against the New Hampshire team, which has been up and down, at the Whittemore Center. So you're playing on a big sheet. What do you think are going to be the real keys to this weekend?
I think our ability to battle, we know that UNH is going to come out to play. There's no doubt about it. And everybody knows what happened this weekend, so they're going to be chomping at the bit, I think. So our ability to stay focused as we come in and compete, I think, and trust each other and trust the process is going to be the biggest thing for our group. And obviously how we react to this past weekend.
One of the things I think you probably want to probably talked about a lot is the importance of staying out of the box. Mm-hmm. against UNH, they traditionally have always had a good power play. They move the puck around a lot. By the same token, you don't want to be laying back and letting the game come to you. How does a player need to balance that out? I mean, you've been a defender, so you know this better than I would ever.
Yeah, it's a feel. And that's something that we're working on our defensemen a lot with. So, yeah, if we can stay out of the box, we still have to brush up on our power play or our PK a little bit as well. But like you mentioned, I think it's just going to be a true battle that you can expect from UNH and Maine.
You've had three goalies. You played three goalies this year. Going down the stretch, do you think that's going to be the case, or is one of them going to seize the net?
Yeah, I think one of them is going to seize the net. I'm still really looking for our goalie, and that consistency. Jordo played really well. Julia has had some really strong games for us. Wanted to give Anna a shot there and kind of had it until the last 3 minutes. Yeah. So, yeah, we're really, just as we have been all year, continuing to focus on the end here.
Well, one of the things from last week, and certainly watching the UConn game, UConn's a very good team. I don't think anybody would deny that. It was 2-1 almost to the end. I mean, you were in that game all along. That third goal was unfortunate. The UConn played a flawless game. Apparently, they didn't commit any penalties because none were called.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
But on one hand, the team's got to feel like we can compete with anybody. I mean, yeah, we're as good as anybody in this league. And I think that's a fair assessment. You get a game that just goes south at the last minute. As you said, it's where you go next. It's not where you've been at this point. The lesson from that, I suppose, is that you got to keep your foot on the gas for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's also got to be that you got to be like a defensive back in football, and they score a touchdown, you just got to forget it. You got to take that out of your head.
Absolutely. I think what it comes down to right now for our group is they have to stay hungry and actually execute it. There's enough. We've been talking enough.
Yeah.
I think it's almost like when they get a little praised sometimes for you can play with anybody, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I think taking the foot off the gas a little bit and being a little proud. So we need to find that as a team of it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what weekend it is. It doesn't matter who you're going against. We need to find our identity where we're not adjusting our game and our energy, and I'm talking like every other coach that's talking out there, to not adjusting to our opponent. But it is possible. It's possible to find your identity and be confident in that, and I think we're still looking for that as a group.
The you played some players Saturday that hadn't played in a while, and you sort of got to do that. People mm-hmm. have got to be ready. Do you think that's probably down this last stretch you're going to find the ones you're going to stay with and stay with them?
Yeah, I mean, we had an injury, too. Yeah. That was something that changed our lineup drastically. So that wasn't expected. But injuries happen, so we have to be able to adapt to that. But, yeah, we've got that's what I hope for is the consistency, just like the goaltending, and find a group that can commit to what we're talking about.
The If you get to a shootout, have you been thinking about maybe some of the younger guys next time around?
Yeah, we're starting to look at that a little more deeply as we go into the last stretch here. So I've been spending some time, giving them some time, talking about shootouts, talking a little bit more strategically so you're not kind of thrown into the fire.
Well, I am very excited for you guys for this weekend down at UNH. That's always a really fun series and usually a very spirited one. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.